Freedom of the press is only guaranteed when you own the press.
It's time to hear the other side of the news.
Communication breakdown. Pause for the message. Wake up. Every station is a gentrification. Global syndication is the shaping of the nation. ABC, Disney, NBC, GE, Murdoch gets Foxy, and with a hint, he owns a pen, the camera, the sword, buy a Coke, buy a Ford, getting broke, getting bored.
The other side of the news.
What we want, what we need, what we want, what we need. But do we even know who plants the seeds? You think the media works for you, but it's a job for them. They're just selling fruit. Flim flam diagram, data jam, handicap clip. Yo, you bought it. My mind is a profitable thing to waste. You want another taste, baby? Got news, goo.
What we need to know.
News, goo.
What we want to know.
News, goo.
What we think we know.
Got remote control to choose a show. But the more we watch, the less we know. Ignorance grows on the spirit like a tumor. Till freedom is a rumor.
On August the 29th, the Ontario Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing quietly allowed another 2.9% rent increase for the year 2004. The Ontario and Toronto Tenants website condemns this 2.9% rent increase, and they demand that automatic guideline increases be abolished. The guideline amount announced annually by the Ontario government is the amount that landlords are permitted to increase rents, whether or not they provide the services that they are supposed to under the lease. Any above-guideline rent increases applied for by landlords are on top of this yearly automatic amount. It's supposed to be there to cover operating costs and increases in things like hydro, gas, and electricity. The guideline is based upon a 3-year average from the Consumer Price Index. And on top of the Consumer Price Index is an additional 2%. 2% increases above inflation, compounded over the past 17 years since 1986 when that formula was established, translate into an extra 40% increases in rent over and above inflation. That means that 25% of the rents of tenants go to this annual compounded index. It's a gift to landlords and it's paid for by the tenants. Many tenants already have had large rent increases under the Ontario government's Tenant Protection Act due to the temporary spike in natural gas prices, but the guideline amount to which these rent increases were added was based upon the Consumer Price Index that already included the price of heating, natural gas, and electricity, along with other costs. So now this is triple dipping, and it's all legislated and approved for by the government. To add insult to injury, tenants cannot apply to have these rent increases, the late 2000, early 2001 gas spikes taken off the rent, even when those costs went back down later in the year. Now that gas prices have spiked again since the autumn of 2002, landlords can apply for another above-guideline rent increase based upon the price rise over the previous year, even though they were already given that index last year. Landlords can get rent increases for any increase in costs, but tenants cannot get decreases for any reductions in those very same costs. We pay the increase forever for a few months of spike in prices. Any rent increases must come off such items if the costs of those items come back down or have been paid off. Rent controls do not give landlords an annual guaranteed minimum rent increase on the backs of their tenants. The annual guideline rent increase is only adding to the amount of economic hardship and evictions and the numbers of homeless and must be abolished. That was the situation in September of 2003 when the Tories were still running the province. For those of you that heard last week's show, of course it was a repeat before the election. There was a lot of good points that were being made for somebody who needs to know about what may happen to you when you get into some subsidized housing units, some of the rules that you wouldn't know about until you actually made the infraction. We are very thankful for Darlene for that input. Things are a little different now that the Liberals have gotten in. First, I'm going to go back to the last year since this show's only been on air for 6 months and talk about some of the problems that were the policies of the Ontario Tories and what it did to housing. But before I go ahead with new plans to housing, I would like to repeat a few of the past shows, just little snippets here and there, to remind people of what it was like the last 6 months.